Before we begin, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Amazon Music for partnering with us on this episode of Three Techies Banter. But you'll hear more about this later on the episode. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Three Techies Banter Shorts, or 3TB Shorts as we call it. Why are they called shorts? It's simply because, not because they are as short as the shorts are expected to be. The YouTube shorts are supposed to be like 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or 1 minute, or whatever they say. These are shorts because they're shorter than our regular episodes. So that's why we've called them shorts. So if you're wondering, why are the three of them speaking for 10 minutes? It's purely to entertain you for the next 10 minutes while you're out there driving, having fun, walking, doing whatever you do while you listen to our podcast. On today's shorts, we're into the festive season, right? And there's always a struggle on what to buy people during the festive season. For every listener out there, please, women also like technology. Huh? It's not just the men who like technology. So do gift women lovely technology. There's a lot out there. Samiran and I were earlier talking about the fact that both of us love our watches, but he's stuck to his love of watch, but I've given it into a digital watch. And simply because, you know, the whole world has brainwashed us into saying that you must know how much you sleep, whether you sleep right, whether you sleep wrong, what your heart rate is, whether you had enough water in the day, remind yourself for everything. So having been brainwashed by all the marketing that all the brands in the world do, I switched. Samiran has stayed true to his watches. But what I discovered, and I'd love to, I'm sure other women would also, is there is a whole set of rings which are made from different metals, which are also wearable tech. I'm quite sure that any of us would not mind wearing a ring like a wedding band, which tracks everything that my watch tracks, and I can still wear my watch and I can still wear the ring. So that's one thing that I think you should keep in mind if you're looking at what to gift your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other or a
whoever
best
you want
friend
to drag,
or whoever. Fine, drag. It's not a tracking mechanism. It's a fitness mechanism. Only Samiran comes up with these. The second thing that I think is really nice is there are these clutch power banks. Which are the size which fit into a clutch purse of a woman, okay? They are 3,000 mAh battery power banks. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fabulous thing because a lot of women don't carry large bags like me. My bag is my house. But for those who carry small bags at parties, etc., and it has a charging port and a battery, I think that's another very, very interesting gifting option for women. So please, do think of technology. Do think that women want things beyond gold and silver and diamonds and whatever else that the marketing guys tell you, whether it's De Beers or otherwise. We do like our technology, so please give us technology as gifts.
I'm going to go next since you are on technology thing. You know, I had a couple of interesting thoughts to share, but I'll jump to this one. So from high tech, right, you associate technology with Famga, right? Facebook, Apple, Google, and all the stuff.
Correct.
So let me tell you about Google headquarters. Google actually rents goats for their headquarters. The
really?
Reason is...
Yeah.
They rent out goats to keep their headquarter turf in check. They believe that it is highly sustainable. So you can see that there will be like 100 or 200 goats grazing on Google headquarters. And they have also named a border collie is there to take care of those goats. And it is named Jen, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a familiar sight on Google campus to see goats grazing and border collie taking care of them called Jen. But yeah, that was, since you mentioned tech, I had to kind of jump in. The
Do they also name their goats? Like, you know, one goat is called Facebook and another is called Apple and another one is called...
Who knows? So that the one I had thought for these shorts actually was more on the Oscar trivia. So I had, we had talked about in one of our shorts. So continuing with some Oscar trivia, I wanted to talk about, there are just two families, who have the distinction of having three generation of Oscar winners, right? The first one to do that in a family, three generations getting an Oscar was Houston family. So if you know, I'm sure you'll know Angelica Houston, but her father was a powerhouse in Hollywood. I didn't know that. Called John Huston. He got two Oscars in his lifetime. He directed some fantastic movies. And one of them was, I think, the Maltese Falcon. Maltese Falcon was directed by her father. So the very interesting part about this trivia is that John Huston directed a movie and he won an Oscar for that called Treasure of Sierra Madre. And it was a very interesting movie. The lead actor was Humphrey Bogart, and in a very different role, not the usual Bogart stuff. And there was a supporting role which he gave to his father, Walter Huston. And strangely enough, Bogart didn't win an Oscar for lead actor, but his father won an Oscar for supporting actors. Yeah, and people remember to the date his very sweet acceptance speech where his father said that, I had once told my son that, if you ever get a chance, give your old man a role somewhere. And he did right. So it was just that statement, which is like quite sweet, one of the memorable Oscar speeches. Then John went on to direct his daughter, Angelica Huston, in the movie called Prezi's Honor. And Angelica Huston won Best Supporting Actress. So this is like three generations. The second family is also interesting. It's Coppola family. So I think many people know that Francis and Sofia Coppola won Oscar for the same movie. Father and daughter for Lost in Translation. But it seems Francis Ford Coppola's father also won an Oscar for creating the score of Godfather 2. So the movie directed by Coppola, but the musical score was done by his father, Carmine Coppola, along with another Italian composer. So it was shared Oscar. So there you are. Three generations, only two families.
Wow.
Next time, instead of doing Oscar trivia, you will do Filmfare trivia and tell us which three generations in India were. That's your task.
Ah, interesting one. I will.
I'm sure, because look, our film industry is equally dynastic in its nature. So I would love to.
Definitely Kapoor's would be there.
Possibly.
So for me, I came up with this very interesting one. So do you know why James Bond is such a smart spy? So it actually goes back to his drink. So, he takes a martini shaken, not stirred. So, I heard this, that if you stir a martini, the drink, the water and the ice mix. But if you shake it, the water stays on top. So, he actually just sipping water. That's why it shows he's a very smart spy.
Oh, God. You just killed everything about James Bond for me.
Anyway, so on to something more
smart. So he's well hydrated. He's always
well hydrated. Always. So yeah, the interesting ones I had is that, so there is some, Richard Feynman had something called the Feynman point. And what it was is that the first type, the number 9 repeats itself 6 times in the division of pi. Okay, and he said that I will recite pi up to that point. So apparently it is the 762nd after decimal point that the number 9 repeats itself 6 times in pi. So it is like, and he apparently knew it till then. So he could recite pi to 761. if any of you have read Milton's Paradise Lost, you know, it has got great ramifications for English language as well as history. So, you know, in the book, hell has a capital, and the capital is called Pandemonium. So pan meaning everything and demonium meaning the house of demons. So Pandemonium actually comes from the capital of hell in Paradise Lost. The other one interesting thing I came across is that, you know, if you ask anyone about, you know, evil fruit, a reference to fruit, you'll always hear, you know, Eve and the apple. But the apple is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible. The apple is actually mentioned in Milton's Paradise Lost. And the apple, the Latin word for apple is actually malum. And malum means evil. So it was meant to be a pun.
Oh, okay.
So it was not. So the apple is a misjudged fruit. It should actually just be evil.
Okay. Okay. I had another version on the apple being why it is said to be that way.
But your version could also be true.
Yeah. Any version could be true. But having said that, okay, on all these strange ones that Samiran has put out for you, please do write to us telling us which one of those was the best one, because he was supposed to give us one trivia, but knowing Samiran, he's given us many more. Thank you for listening to another episode of Three Techies Banter Shorts. So thank you so much for listening to us and talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Three Techies Banter. Just wanted to say a big thank you to Amazon Music once again for partnering with us on this episode of the podcast.